Hey. Wake up. Wake up. Nice bedhead. We have a situation. Get out of bed and come see. Get up. Come on, you can do it. If you don't, I'm just gonna keep poking you until you do. Might even bring out a bucket of water. Wow, that worked. I'm gonna use that from now on. Come over to the window. Snow. 13 inches of snow. The roads are closed. We're snowed in. Yeah. Better get comfortable. We're gonna be stuck in here all day. Look on the bright side. At least it's pretty. Freezing, but pretty. Sorry for waking you up. I feel bad now. To make it up to you, how about I make you a cup of hot chocolate? With marshmallows. The whole shebang. Okay, coming right up. If you want, you can get back in bed. Okay, I'll be right back. Oh, and you've got some drool on your chin. One hot chocolate, made specially for you. I hope it's good. Good? Yay. You know you talk in your sleep. Yeah. It's cute. You didn't say much. Mostly nonsense. So, now that neither of us can go anywhere, we have a free day ahead of us. What do you want to do? Or, more specifically, TV or board games? I'm a little TV'd out, to be honest. I've been switching between channels for the past, 3 hours. Yeah, I woke up early. Earlier than normal, I mean. I couldn't sleep. No, I didn't have a bad dream or anything like that. I was actually too cold. I know, I don't have any more blankets left. The 4 that I have just aren't enough, I guess. No, that's okay. You keep yours. I'll sort it out. I'll just have to wear more layers or something. So, did you have anything planned for today that you gotta cancel? Oh, really? Not much of a loss. How would you instead like to play Monopoly? It can be fun with just 2 people. What you gotta do is simply create NPCs. So, the hat will be our 3rd player. His name is, Glenn. 4th player is Abigail. She will be the thimble. And I will be the wheelbarrow. You don't want to play Monopoly, do you? Is that because you hate Monopoly or because you just woke up 5 minutes ago? Let's do something else then. Sure. What could we do? We could build a snowman. No, you're right. It's too cold. I guess we could just... I mean, we could just hang out right now as we are. Just talk. It's funny. I literally live with you, and yet I feel like I hardly know you at all. That's true. It has only been a couple months. We're always missing each other, though. When you're here, I'm not. And when I'm here, you're not. I guess we can thank the snow for this bonding thing we're doing right now. If I'd known how cold it was going to be, I don't know if I would have moved here, to be honest. I'm kind of wishing I opted for a little beach shack in Thailand or something. Nah, I'm kidding. Then I wouldn't be roommates with you. Can you spare a blanket? I'm getting a little cold. Yeah, I guess I could get under the covers. That won't be weird. No, yeah, never mind. Okay, make some room. This is nice. Way warmer than my bed. Wanna trade? So, you know how earlier I mentioned you talk in your sleep? You said my name. Yeah. I was just curious if you were dreaming or something about me. That sounds very presumptuous now that I say it out loud. Maybe it was nothing. You probably have no idea what I'm talking about right now anyway. Really? You dreamed about me? What was the dream? Now I'm even more sorry I woke you up. Except, not really, because you sound hella cute in the morning. Your voice is all sleepy and soft, like you're talking about something secret. Truth or dare? Just play along, answer the question. How often do you dream about me? Is that so? Dare. Challenge accepted. You taste like marshmallows. Truth or dare? Well, we never stopped playing, did we? Truth or dare? Have you always known that I found you attractive? I'm just wondering. I'm told I have a very expressive face. I can't ever hide a single thing I'm thinking. What am I thinking right now? Actually, I was remembering I have a dentist appointment on Tuesday, but guessing you was a close second. Hey, look, it's It's snowing again. Looks like we're gonna be trapped here for even longer. I can live with that. It is getting colder, though. This is the part where you cuddle me closer. Thank you. I could fall asleep like this. I can't remember the last time I was this comfortable. We are stuck here indefinitely. We could sleep in half the day if we wanted to. Who's gonna stop us? Not I. I promise. I'm not gonna disrupt your beauty sleep ever again. Unless it's absolutely necessary. Like if I'm really, really bored and I need someone to talk to. Okay, what if the place is on fire and you sleep straight through the smoke alarm? Do we even have a smoke alarm? I've never seen it. What if there's an axe murderer in the house? Okay, I'm done. Sorry. Good night. I mean, good morning. Good whatever, you know what I mean. Wait, one more thing.